Tantar Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Misfortune, Fresh Perspectives on Having It All from Someone Who Is Not Okay, by Lauren Weedman. Narrated by Lauren Weedman. Love of My Life. My boyfriend David is organizing a sock tour when I say to him, "You know, it just hit me. If we end up staying together, you will go down in history as the love of my life." I lean back and position myself on the bed, fan out my skirt and fluff my hair so that when he turns around and says it back to me, I'll look worthy. But he doesn't follow the script. Instead, he says, "Aw," like he just saw a little baby bird with hearing aids. We've been together for 4 years. It shouldn't feel like I just took a gigantic risk and told him that I had a crush on him. We are at the point in the relationship where we are supposed to say either, "You are the love of my life too," or, "You are not the love of my life, but you have helped me figure out that I don't like bossy women." Lately, David's been bizarrely excited about how his senses are starting to fail. He likes to demonstrate this like it's a magic trick. "Do you see this lemon? Okay, I'm bringing it to my nose. Okay. Nothing. I smell nothing." I wonder if he's losing his hearing as well as his sense of smell, and maybe he didn't hear me properly. "That kind of blows my mind to think that you are the love of my life," I try a little louder. I'm fairly certain he hears me because he stops balling up his socks and it looks like he's just staring at the wall. All I wanted was for him to simply cup my face in his hands and sob, "You are the love of my life." I thought it'd be a nice midday perk. I almost feel a little cruel, like I've thrown the "you're the love of my life" ball to the kid with no arms and watched it bounce off his head. True, I was probably fishing for a little reassurance since that evening we were going to dinner with Jessica, an old friend of David's whom I find completely petrifying. Not only because she's a yoga healer person, for whom David also...